TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Future, we doing it up in here. 603 out in LA, 903 in the ATL. What's popping? I'll tell you what's not popping. You know, the feeling that comes over you when you watching When They See Us. That is what's not popping. For those who have not seen it, man, Ava DuVernay. That's always difficult, but I happen to get it right. Almost.
You got it. Yeah, you nailed
Ava
it.
Ava DuVernay. Hats off to you, Mama. And so this lady, what's her name? Is it Alice? Is Alice her name?
Yes.
The
I'm
attorney.
Not sure.
I gotta get this right in order for this to make sense. Stand by, I got you. No, Linda Airstein is her name. I don't know what hell I want to call her. Alice. I don't know where Alice came from. Airstein is what I was thinking about.
I don't know
Alice. Linda Airstein is the Wicked Witch of the West in this flick. When They See Us. And if you don't know who she is, you will soon know who she is, because she's not having a good day. Ever since this this thing hit, and we're not going to ruin it for you, but we are going to be talking about it in the future. We're going to give you an opportunity to watch it. It's called When They See Us. It's on Netflix right now. It's about the five Central Park kids. You remember that? It happened back in the 80s, late 80s, I believe. I was in middle school. They got $41 million recently as a settlement for being coerced, ultimately. And we'll kind of leave it there. But we'll share throughout the show. Tonight is not about When They See Us. Tonight is about, hey, got a business? It's time to level up. Got a business? It's time to level up. It's Relationship Wednesday, and so we'll talk about a few things for business owners, entrepreneurs. Plus, we got a huge opportunity for you. If you're trying to get your business in front of upwardly mobile people who spend money, listen, you want to be with us this July the 19th through the 21st, where upwardly mobile folk will get together, have a great time for a five-ticketed event over the course of 3 days. Your business, product, or service could be in the midst of this, right smack dab in the middle of about 3,000, almost 4,000 people. We'll talk about it more. Got a business? It's time to level up. Before we go any further, it's 9:05. All the way live from the other side of the ATL. Give it up. I feel like it's been a minute. What's popping? The green and gold is what's popping, baby.
The gold, my goodness.
ATL takeover this weekend.
Listen, first of all, what's going on, TM Honda Radio family? What's going on, TM Honda Radio family?
Hey, what is
going on? I'm here. Are y'all there? Are we there?
Yep.
Okay,
we're
here. Hello, TM Hymer Radio family. I appreciate the introduction that way, coming off of my green and gold high. The North State mid-year meetup Atlanta takeover took place this past weekend. And let me just give a shout out very quickly. Yes, very quickly to Sean Butler, Chris Jones, a.k.a. Chris Kane, Tori Thomas, Al Williams, Kurt Boogie, you young men.
You know,
men.
I didn't realize that was Chris in BQE.
He has arms now. He has arms and chest.
Yeah,
now.
Had no idea that was him.
As he describes himself, he's a grown-ass man now. But shout out to my Norfolk State brethren for a fantastic weekend. We took over BQE. We took over Revel. We took over Atlanta Breakfast Club. We took over wherever we went, and it was a wonderful time.
It appeared that way. I saw the flicks, and I was like, man, it was a serious takeover. I was able to get out Thursday to help to kick it off, but it seemed like it landed exactly where we
at a mini mansion in Eagles Landing Golf Course Community. Right, that's where it ended.
Absolutely.
I can say to you is get ready for next year.
Hey, y'all know we cook it up every Wednesday, and I can smell what she got going on already over there. All the way live from Columbia, South Carolina. Give it up for Fee. What's popping, Mom?
Hey, hey, hey. I'm trying to bring my chi back to a peaceful place after watching episode one and part of episode two of When They See Us. So,
it only gets more climatical. It only gets more climatical.
Is that a word? Climatical? Okay,
climatic.
Never mind. It's a word tonight. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Climatic,
hot chocolate.
It sounded like a damn word. Climatic may be the proper word. At least it's not Ebonics out there, motherfucker. more climatic. I could spell it if you asked me to spell it. You know, I ain't totally ignorant. Hey, it's 909 out here tonight. 917-889-3926 is the number where we are. Tonight's show is brought to you by No Sleep Weekend. It's going down South Beach, Florida, July the 19th to the 21st. That was the 19th. I almost sound like I got tongue tied there. The 19th
through
the 21st, which is in a little over 30 days. If you have not gotten your ticket, you want to log on to nosleepweekend.com. See what's available. Listen, it's going down. We are entrepreneurs on this team. Many businesses, we certainly work with businesses, and we don't have enough businesses in our communities, specifically businesses that are Black-owned, specifically businesses that are flourishing. We need more flourishing businesses in our communities, because when we have flourishing businesses, we can, in fact, indeed create opportunities for others, specifically young people who need those opportunities. How hands-on, how meticulous are you about your business? What are you doing to get your brand in the marketplace? Who knows about your product, your service? Who knows other than your family members, maybe the people at church? You certainly know. The people in your house certainly know, because they're sick of you. Got a business?
Time
got
to
a business.
Level up.
Listen, it's time
level
to level up.
Level up, level up, level up.
It's time to level up. Absolutely. Listen, you got to be hands-on. In order to grow your business, I mean, ultimately, business owners got to be all up in there, like all day, like a doctor, on call, surgical. And it's because I know the owner of Sweet Tooth LLC is with us. I mean, she certainly understands that it's a surgical situation, a hands-on situation, where you have to be on call. Fee, when it comes to growing Sweet Tooth, clearly you're hands-on. Clearly you have a passion for what you do. When it comes to your brand, how are you getting your brand in the marketplace?
Social media is huge. Facebook, Instagram. Those are really some huge tools, but I've been blessed, honestly, by word of mouth. You know how we like to eat something or something tastes fantastic. Absolutely. If something tastes fantastic, I'm going to call my girl and be like, look, I just had the best blank ever from blank. And that person's like, really? I need her information. And that it really has snowballed, you know, and I've been blessed not only just from that aspect, but for me, being that I have a customer service background, to me that's at the forefront before anything. So I take that extremely serious. So a lot of people see that. Just because I'm Black and I'm a Black, I have a Black-owned business doesn't mean that another brown person has to purchase something from me. If I have a nasty attitude, I don't care how much my stuff tastes good. You follow me? So it's like, you know, everything that I've learned with being in the customer service industry over 20-plus years has trickled down into my personal business. And to me, for me, I think that's what's catapulted me to where I am and where I'm going.
You have to focus on the customer, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, this thing is all about buying and selling. And unless you plan on buying all of the things that you're selling yourself, what she just said is real. Listen, people buy from friendly people they like. I'm going to repeat that.
People buy
from friendly people they like. How many times have you liked something, but you left it where it was because you didn't like who was selling it? Many times.
Absolutely.
Many times.
Many.
Your attitude makes the difference. Focus on the customer. You have to become more competitive. And believe it or not, in a social media world where, listen, respect is a commodity. Disrespect is on a high. Respect is on a commodity. Respect is a commodity. You can be competitive and make a difference and stand out simply by being more respectful and attentive to the people you're trying to sell to.
Mm-hmm.
Got a business? It's time to level up.
Time to.
Hey, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. It's 9:15. We got Fee coming up with a dope recipe. I think it's some kind of pizza. Is that right?
It's a crustless.
Oh, I smell it.
Pizza. Mm-hmm. It's crustless. We're trying to, you know, get it right and tight for the summer. So, you know, I'm trying to make it a little lighter if possible, you know, yet still yummy. So, yeah. Crustless.
Okay. Well, you know what? Oh. I mean, you got all us so interested right now. We might as well just jump to it.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ribs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey,
rat. Ladies and gentlemen, she has cooked up some interesting things for us in the past, but she talking about a crustless pizza. I know some of y'all leaning in for that to want to know more. Give it to us live from live from Columbia, South Carolina.
Here we go. Now, what you guys are going to need for this crustless pizza is 2 pounds of lean ground meat. Turkey and chicken actually work the best. 2 teaspoons of sea salt, 1 teaspoon of dried oregano, 1 teaspoon of dried basil, 1 teaspoon of black pepper, and 2 cups of sugar-free pizza sauce. 3 cups of semi-hard cheese of your choice, mozzarella and cheddar divided, what I usually use. 1 cup of bell peppers chopped, 1/2 cup of red onions diced, 1 large white mushroom slice, and 1 cup of black olives. And these are all optional. You can throw in whatever veggies you'd like. Now what you're going to do, you're going to need to preheat your oven to 425 degrees. In a medium-sized bowl, combine your meat. And of course, you're going to cook, I personally saute my chicken and my turkey first because I'm a little skeptical of it cooking all the way through in the oven. So I saute that first. You're going to add in your oregano, your salt, and your pepper, all that together and combined. Spread your meat mixture evenly on a 12-inch cast iron skillet. Use a cast iron because it's going to give you that nice crusty feel that you're looking for, but again, no crust. So you're going to spread that on to the bottom of your cast iron all the way up to the side. Bake your meat patty for about 20 to 25 minutes. When your meat is cooked, remove from the oven. The meat should slightly shrink because of the cooking in the oven. So you're going to spread your pizza sauce directly on top of the meat, making sure to get all of the outside. Cover the pizza sauce with 2 cups of cheese, followed by the topping. Top with any additional cheese if you like and bake for about 15 minutes. When you remove it from the oven and let it sit for about 10 minutes and cut slices immediately so that it doesn't stick to the bottom of your cast iron. But I'm going to be honest with you, you will forget that it does not have a crust because the meat actually gives it like that crispiness on the bottom. So you'll actually forget that you don't have any bread and you'll be able to enjoy this nice keto / low carb friendly pizza.
Like it.
You guys don't really know how that
like
turned
it.
Out.
That's what it is.
You know,
hey,
yeah, heck yeah.
If you try that this week, hit us up next week. Start giving us feedback on these recipes. Call us up, let us know how you and your family are enjoying it. We chop it up with Fee every Wednesday right here in the Social Lab.
Yow, yow, yow. Gongoli in the building. All fruits ripe. You done know we got real talk with real people in these real times going on up here in the Social Lab with TM Hyman Radio. Yeah.
Got a business? Hey, it's time to level up. It's 919 inside the Social Lab. We'll talk more how hands-on and customer-focused you must be in order to grow your business. We don't have enough businesses. Listen, we have opportunities for any business serious about getting their product and service in front of really, I'm going to say, an upwardly mobile group of folks who got money. See, the thing about selling products and services is you want to get it into the right target audience, people who actually want your stuff. What better opportunity is to get in front of a whole lot of people who want your stuff, right? We're talking about folks between the age of 24 to 45, mostly women, I mean around 65%, with an overall annual income of about $75,000. Listen, you want to partner with us for No Sleep South Beach, get your product and service in front of about 3,000 to 4,000 customers. And the thing about selling products and services, this is the thing. Not only is word of mouth the best way to grow your business, you want to establish relationships with your customers so that they become repeat customers, long-term customers. Where you can hang out and have fun and build relationships at the same time, that's a great way to rub elbows and start to establish relationships with your customers. No Sleep South Beach, July 19th through the 21st. We've all been there. Isn't that right? We've all been there. And
it yes, have we.
You don't want to miss it.
I've been there. This is the seventh year. I have been 5 out of the 7 years.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
Yes.
For anyone interested, we have it absolutely has gotten better every year. Last year, man, I want to say, you know, sold out. About 125 rooms. There are at this point, I can remember two hotels the first year that I went. There are 6 host hotels at this point. So can you, so when we say 3,000 to 4,000 people, it's not just hotels, right? I mean, many of us are getting Airbnbs as well. Uh-huh. And many of us stay outside of the host hotels because they were sold out like last year sometime. Listen, if you are serious about your product or service, hit us up. TM Hyman at nosleepsouthbeach.com. TM Hyman at nosleepsouthbeach.com. We have sponsorship opportunities. There's a copper opportunity, a silver opportunity, and a gold opportunity. Listen, limited times only. If you want to get your product or service in front of this huge audience, this is the beauty about this. You can't get this opportunity anywhere else. Nobody else is able to offer this to you. We are exclusive for this particular weekend with these particular packages. Again, Hot Chocolate, you said you have been many, many years. What my most exciting part of the weekend is, but what do you enjoy the most about the weekend?
Of the events, there would be two. I definitely enjoy the all-white yacht party, which is the highlight of my Saturday during No Sleep South Beach weekend. The finale, the pool party on Sunday, has become my new favorite.
All day. All day.
That pool party, oh man, Litty. Bananas, Banoodles, a movie. I can't even, a lituation. I need more adjectives to be able to describe how fly that party is. The whole weekend in itself
was there
is just
a couple
an amazing
of years ago.
Weekend.
She cooked it up. She cooked
sure
it up
did.
On the beach. I remember that. Listen, again, if you are just joining us, go back and check out the top of the show. We're talking about No Sleep Weekend and opportunities for business owners, those in business who want to level up and take it to the next level. Listen, again, this is the right target audience, 25 to 45 of 65% women, annual household income $75,000 plus, meaning they got money. So if you got the right product, you got the right service, listen, they might potentially be your customer. Call us, but I didn't give you a number. I don't want to give you a number. I will give you an email, though. Email us at tmhyman at nosleepsouthbeach.com, and someone will certainly follow up with you. Listen, if you're going to be in business, just like on the job, when you work for people, you know, there's a measurement on the job. There's measurements. We call them KPIs. They're key performance indicators. You have to also put key performance indicators in place for yourself in business. You have to set goals for yourself, and you have to have triggers that you clearly understand that make certain things happen in your business. You have to mind the money. Mind the money. Not only focus, you know, on being the best that you can possibly be, but you have to mind the money. Listen, business is about making money. If you're not making money, you are simply volunteering to do what you like to do. You know what they call that? They call it a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
The only difference between a hobby and a business is you're making money. Mind
Absolutely.
Your money, my friends. Focus on your customers and become more competitive. How are you getting your business into the marketplace? The easiest way to do that is to get connected to events and activities and groups and people who want your products and services. Stop, you know, trying to bring all of the people to you. Stop trying to drive people to your websites and, you know, spending all kinds of money you can't figure it out. Listen, get in front of the people. Go where they are. No Sleep Weekend is one of many opportunities where you can go and get in front of people with your product and service, especially people who got money. See, this is the thing. A lot of times we want to go places and we want people to get our stuff, and it's not that they don't want it. A lot of times they can't afford it. And it's genuine. They don't have it right now. If they had it, they might buy it. So stop arguing with people who don't have the money. Get in front of people who aren't broke. Because listen, everybody's not broke. Got a business? Level up. B, what kind of feedback you giving folks? Because you've been doing this for a minute. You're still growing your business, but I see how you keep your product in front of people. Your IG posts are unbelievable. Your Facebook posts are unbelievable. You keep your product looking good and in front of the people. But I know it's not easy because you also hold down a full time that helps to, you know, keep the business going. How do you balance it?
For me, that's actually the easy part because cooking and baking is really and truly my passion. So the hard part for me is getting up, having to go to work. That's the hard part for me because when I'm in the kitchen, it's not work.
You show your passion
it's
daily,
passion.
Though, so we can tell.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
Because, I mean, I'm really – I bake and I cook 7 days a week. So
– Yeah.
And for me also, presentation is big. You know, I don't care what your product is. Make it pleasant to the eye. You know, for me, you know, for me, you eat with your eyes before you eat with your mouth. So it has to look
I was having a conversation with somebody just yesterday. Listen, regardless of what your product or service is, you have to offer it up on a silver platter versus offer it up in a greasy paper bag. And you know what the difference is between the silver platter and the greasy paper bag? It's your attitude and your language. It's all about your presentation. If you're serious about business and you want to partner with us for No Sleep Weekend to get your product and service in front of upwardly mobile folks, we have a copper package, a silver package, and a gold package for you. Email us at tmhyman at nosleep weekend.com. Hey, we'll talk to you Monday. We out of here. Take us home, folks. Good night.
All right. You guys have a great one. Be safe. Stay cool. Stay dry wherever you're located. And whatever you do, do it well.
We are that crew, that team, that network who will be broadcasting live from No Sleep South Beach July 19th through the 21st. We are TM Hyman Radio, The Social Lab, your girl Hot Chocolate, The General, and Fee. We will see you next week. Peace.
TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, Funk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live.